This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Medicine and science is run by human beings, so there'll always be crooks. It's not my job to be popular. No, I'm very clear about that.
When you know you can get away with something, and you know that the stakes are pretty high, you're going to try and do it. I like pointing out bullshit. I think it's both fun and useful.
Sometimes I'll feel threatened. There's been a few times when I've wanted to stop. So yes, it takes courage.
This is the story of three science crusaders in different cities, on different continents, independently fighting against the same dark forces.
The audio clip you just heard comes from a CBC report, a Canadian Broadcasting Company, I believe, report on the scandals in science. The British Medical Journal editor, that was the first voice you heard, Fiona Godley, taking on corruption in science. I find that name, Superdon, quite appropriate, although, you know, these scientists don't like, they're mostly atheists. But right. Fiona is actually being a little bit more godly.
somewhat ironic, right?
Isn't that? That's a great irony, and I love it when names do that. But she said this, medicine and science are run by human beings, so there will always be crooks. And that's the BMJ editor, Medical Journal editor.
Human nature.
Right, right.
You know?
And, you know, this smacks of almost the skeptics versus the skeptics a little bit. You know, the updates, the small s skeptics versus the big s skeptics. We'll talk more about that. But when you have people like, you know, the heads of basically these major journals, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Lancet, now the BMJ, coming together and going, you know what? Half of what we're publishing here, we don't know if it's real or not. And there are new forms of epidemics as well that we're going to get into that are really the scariest of the epidemics. I mean, Zika is nothing. It really isn't. It isn't nothing. It's something because they make you believe it's something, even though it's nothing. But the whole thing is they conjure it like Harry Potter and his wand into a illusory reality that you accept, and your fear will guide you rather than that gut instinct that tells you, you know what, these folks are lying to us. And even if they're lying to you only half of the time, which half are you going to believe? That becomes a very difficult task, because for a long time in the West, we kind of bowed down at the feet of the church, you know, of scientific and now pharmaceutical mysticism, that these people with white lab coats and PhDs by their name, they're infallible, right? Science doesn't make mistakes. Or as you, Superdon, has said, they've claimed it's self-correcting. Well, yes. It looks like it's going to need more than self-correction. We need some, like, a fraud patrol or fraud police maybe to help us out here.
Together, they form a kind of fraud squad, each in their own way determined to clean up bad science.
They are polluting the scientific record. That's already started. That's already happened.
Shining the light on parts of science that not a lot of people want light shown on is a pretty important thing.
Yeah, the fraud patrol, the fraud squad, and these people that are featured here, Again, fascinating because they're total insiders, Super Don. They're not like, it's not like a Mike Adams, our good buddy, the Health Ranger, pointing it out. And they go, oh, yeah, that's just Mike Adams because he's not an insider, even though he's doing more science than most of these people combined with his forensic food lab. That's the irony there. But you got.
Yeah, well, you can't get much more inside than being the editor of the British Medical Journal, right?
Yeah, no, it's pretty far in. And then this other guy, Dr. Ivan Oransky of Retraction Watch. You want to talk about an epidemic? Give a listen. This is the scary, real epidemic that we need to be paying attention to because it's going to lead to the death of millions. Really, this is the epidemic that is real.
These are unsettling days for scientific research. There's a retraction epidemic underway. Hundreds of research papers are being pulled from the scientific record. At the same time, questions are being raised about the reliability of study findings. In fact, it's been estimated that much of the scientific literature, perhaps half, may be simply untrue.
There you go. From the inside, half of it may be simply untrue. Did you like that epidemic? A retraction epidemic. They're using epidemiological terms to describe what's going on within their medical peer-reviewed journals.
Yeah. I mean, great use of the word because we see that word thrown around mm-hmm. so many times in ways that are going to benefit the, you know, the pharmaceutical industry or somebody's bottom line. But in this case, I think it's a very proper use of the term. It is an epidemic for sure.
Yeah, and speaking of an epidemic, the skeptics with a capital S, we call them the skepducks, the pseudo-skeptics, they're now being called out by an insider, much like this fraud squad is calling out the journals and the PhDs, the doctors who have conflicts of interest. They're being paid off. There's so much money involved in these research grants and where they lead to. And if they don't lead to the right thing, then the money's withdrawn. They'll find somebody else that will make up stuff as they go. And now you got the skeptic guy. We've been following this story. A Scientific American blogger. You know, this is, again, another insider calling out the skeptics because they're going after homeopathy and Bigfoot instead of mammograms and war.
John Horgan.
You know this guy personally? He seems like he's doing good work, even though he's not a fan of homeopathy.
I don't know him personally, right? But I'm definitely a fan. I just heard about him for the first time the other day. And, mm-hmm. Man, talk about a storm, a blank storm that's been caused online as a result of this. Because now, finally, after such a long period of time, we're seeing a healthy debate now mm-hmm. taking place online in the skeptic community where a number of them are kind of looking at themselves and going, hey, wait a minute, you know, maybe I've lost sight of what skepticism really is. I think it's a great thing.
Yeah, it's a long past due. Now, you know, we talk about nutrition here. We had Ian Clark on last hour. We've got Stephen Huer coming up. And, you know, some in the scientific annals will say, oh, these people aren't PhDs like these people. I'm like, you've just admitted half of your stuff is bogus. And you're going to tell me that we talk nutrition and somehow that's dangerous? Right? Nobody's really dying of nutrition. Right? They're dying of a lack of nutrition. You know, that's why this hour, Stephen Huer, I've asked him to come on to talk about reversing kidney disease because, you know, my dad, rest his soul, man, he didn't listen to all the things I told him to do, half of them, and he ended up, his kidneys were destroyed. They were destroyed by modern medicine, by the way, some of by his own behaviors, too, I admit. But I look back and I say, you know what? There's got to be a way to reverse the kidney disease. And you know, I'm not waiting around for the peer reviewed literature to go, yeah, you know, that herb has been validated. That supplement has been validated. It's like you'll die before they do that because they're not going to invest the money in a nutrient that could be grown by anybody, for instance. Or if not by anybody, certainly accessible and affordable relative to what they do with their patent medicines, which is to synthesize something off of nature. And then patent it and make it exclusive so that they can make billions of dollars through thousands of percentage points of markup. In a monopoly. That's why this is not capitalism in the truest sense of a free market context. It's about forcing and restricting. Restricting access to information and things that would compete with those patented pharmaceutical drugs. My dad is not alive today, at least in any sense of a physical body that I'm aware of, because of what modern medicine did to him. And I would like to see others that are suffering with renal failure on dialysis to see if we can prevent that from happening, reverse that from once it has happened. If it's possible, I believe it is, and we're going to talk about it a little bit more. Now, I've got one more clip here from the CBC report on these so-called fraud squad folks. This one is that woman, Fiona Godley, talking about this being a global problem. But I want to point out a little bit of cognitive dissonance, even on someone who's calling out her fellow doctors or people within her profession on this global problem.
It's a global problem. In London, Fiona Godley is editor of the BMJ, one of the world's most prestigious scientific journals. She's also one of science's fiercest critics.
It is a very tricky balance to take because there are people who would say, don't question, don't criticize, don't share your skepticism. All it will do is create doubt in the public's mind about science. We want them to believe science. We want them to base their decisions on science. We want them to trust it. My view is that actually that's a dangerous approach.
Because bad science can be dangerous.
Bad science can be dangerous. And the British Medical Journal, BMJ, it's not Bowel Movement Journal. It would be better if it was, but it's not. And I say this because even though I like what Godley's doing here, she's still got a bias, a built-in bias. She has also a handicap, being an MD, PhD, something along those lines. And I find this time and time again. How do we know that? Why do I say that? Well, in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, I urge you to go look at the entire article, watch the entire video. We've just excerpted a few audio clips from. Because at one point, she points out the Andrew Wakefield BMJ, you know, so-called retraction of what was going on regarding his identification of problems with the MMR vaccine, as reported by those parents of those children who had autism. And she completely got it wrong, once again. She basically said, you know, it was a thing that proved or was claiming to prove that the MMR caused autism. It was never that. Wakefield never said that that's what it was about. And, of course, John Walker Smith, the senior researcher on that particular scientific paper, was completely exonerated of any wrongdoing, any fraud that had occurred. Now, if the senior researcher had been exonerated, then, of course, where's the rest of the folks that were involved in that? There was no fraud in that study, and it's been since duplicated. And this is the corruption of those who are trying to call out the corruption. They don't have clear minds on this. So there's cognitive dissonance that plays very heavily on them, whether they're aware of it or not. And, of course, on some level it's conscious. On another level it may be unconscious because they're taking the very drugs that they say, half of which the science doesn't prove efficacy. And certainly the danger of bad science is very real. Because the vaccinations, you read it, see it in the movie Vax, have not been proven safe nor effective. Back after this.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Some years ago now, I lost my father to, renal failure. He was on dialysis for about 7-8 months. At this point, the details are hard to keep in my head, but it was, obviously another medical tragedy. And as I've said over the years, my dad listened about half of what I said to do. And, he enjoyed life. And when he was on the kidney dialysis, he didn't enjoy life. He was tied down, and it broke his spirit. And he didn't last a long time that way. But, I said, this is one of those things that is a huge multi-billion-dollar business. Hemodialysis, kidney disease, kidney failure. And there are ways to reverse it. I'm not saying that they're instant or easy, but my good friend Stephen Hewer from Synergistic Nutrition, he knows ways to do it. I want him on to talk about that today. Stephen, thanks for coming back on board here.
Thanks for having me on, Robert. Yeah, this is a subject near and dear to me too, just because, I've got a cousin with near kidney failure, and I haven't talked to her recently, but she was pretty close to it before, and I've had clients deal with this, and I talking to them and the misery that it sounds like they're going through is just like really a miserable life to have to live that way. So I had some successes years ago with two people on dialysis that got off dialysis doing what I told them to do, and I had five people near dialysis reverse and regain, their kidney function. So like their glomerular filtration rate that was down to like 20 went back up to like 50, and other case histories like that. So I just decided to really focus on this subject and gather together all the information on it, because it really is a kind of like a growing epidemic more now in our time period than in previous, generations, because there's just so many more assaults on the kidneys than there used to be, that if you're not aware of what they are to prevent them from coming into your body, and if you've already incurred some damage to your kidneys and you have some chronic kidney, disease going on already, what would you do to reverse that? People need to know what that is. Not too many people know.
Right. Well, and I've said this, that by the time the kidneys are failing, it's been years in the making. It's not something that you lose typically in months unless there's an acute poisoning, like you go in for chemo and they quadruple the dose. They'll destroy your kidneys overnight. But yeah, most cases, you're talking about a lifetime of abuse, even if you didn't know that that's what was happening. Most of it medical, but it could be alcohol damaging the liver, which also damages the kidneys ultimately because they're downstream. So we're talking about reversal. So I don't want people to believe that it's an overnight thing, although you could see rapid responses by doing the right thing.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with you, though, that it's more likely that people should look at this as the long haul, because, you know, there's the body's designed to produce stem cells out of the bone marrow, and the stem cells of the bone marrow are supposed to migrate through the bloodstream, deposit into the damaged or weakened organ systems from the brain all the way down to your toes, and rebuild tissues that have been damaged if that system's working. But because people's energy levels are so low, that system is not working optimally, so stem cell production isn't optimal and regeneration of organs isn't optimal. So if you do the right things, though, then based on what I've seen, you can potentially raise your stem cell production back up out of your bone marrow, increase the supply into your bloodstream so that any damaged part of the body, in this case the kidneys, can gradually be rebuilt to regain their function. But, you know, I've had in a couple of cases, I had one guy been on dialysis for like 8 months. And in, I think it was like 4 months on Synergy 1, he reversed and got off dialysis. And another guy been on dialysis 2 months, and he got on Synergy 1 and a few other supplements and got off 9 of the 12 drugs he was on. And his kidney function regained function, and he's been that normal for 16 years now.
Listen, this is the stuff that is real, the real healing. And is it duplicatable? Can it be duplicated? Again, you've seen this. You've kind of put together some possible protocol, some substance, some things people can do. And I think that's the practical aspect. I don't know, just want to say, hey, it could happen to you. I want to say, hey, these are the steps that had been done in these people that recovered, and it is duplicatable. Here we go.
Yeah, exactly. This is exactly what I want. I wanted a formula that people, anybody could follow, and that's what I do. I wrote a report that I'd like anybody to, you know, gain access to by, I'll make sure and send it to you so you could post it if you want, and they could download it from your site, but they could call us and we'll email it to them. It's just, you know, restoring kidney health naturally, and even to the point of, you know, getting off dialysis for real, because there's nutritional protocols and interventions as well as technologies that I bring in this report that all combined assist the body to have the energy from like a pulsed electromagnetic pad device to the circulation being restored to the oxygen utilization at the cellular level to, you know, a bunch of different things that basically make it so that the body can, you know, synergistically regenerate itself.
All right, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk with Stephen Huer from Synergistic Nutrition. Links in the show notes to oneworldway.com. It's the easiest place. You can see his picture there. And we'll make available a PDF of the information if you want to access it, as he said, because the power to heal is yours. We want to give you that gift of healing so you can actually do it. Back with more of the Robert Scott Bell Show after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is, the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat, even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
The gifted healers are out there, and you may be one of them. And it may just be having access to the information that just changes it all for you, as it has for me and many others. And my good friend with us right now, Stephen Ewer from Synergistic Nutrition. You can check it out, oneworldway.com, 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. What are we talking about? Reversing renal disease, kidney disease. One of the more difficult things, modern medicine, all they can do is manage it. In many cases, all they do is cause it and then manage it and profit from the management of it. So, Stephen, we got to help folks. Maybe you can run us through it. We're going to make a PDF available for everybody by the end of the show today.
Yeah, so I think that just people should be aware, statistically, diabetes is the number one cause of kidney failure. And there's this whole thing I've mentioned before that, when you cook foods incorrectly, and I say high temperatures, excessive cooking, dry heat cooking instead of water-based cooking, you produce a lot of advanced glycation end products, and it's been shown that diabetes create these things and store advanced glycation end products in higher amounts in their bodies than people that are not diabetic. And so a diabetic would be wise to go to water-based, steam-based methods of cooking their meats and their foods, because it lowers this burden a lot, and it makes a difference because the kidneys are partially damaged by the deposition of the advanced glycation end products being deposited into the kidneys and damaging them. So that's one dietary change. The second reason that people, highest reason why people are experiencing kidney failure is high blood pressure. You know, that's taking a lot of people's lives still every year. And
And Stephen, when you mentioned the high blood pressure, remember also that one of the quote unquote side effects of a lot of blood pressure medication is damage to renal tissue.
Exactly. This is another thing. It's like one of the things that so blows me away is that people with high blood pressure and already experiencing some kidney failure or kidney disease are encouraged to get on a high blood pressure medication that's going to damage their kidneys and making the kidneys, which regulate the blood pressure system, then unable to do so. So the high blood pressure becomes chronic and worse. So it's crazy. I mean, the number of drugs that contribute to kidney damage and possible kidney failure, they're off the chart. I mean, in the report, you'll read all of them, but I'll mention some. You know, even not too many people would connect this, but antibiotics can actually cause kidney failure. Cipramycin all by itself can damage the kidneys, cause kidney failure, and kill you just from taking an antibiotic. Then you got analgesics, you know, ibuprofen. I knew a guy in Hawaii years ago, 25 years, he was like in his mid-20s, and he was on ibuprofen every day for his arthritis pains, and by his early 30s, he had kidney failure and he died from ibuprofen. You know, you got COX-2 inhibitors, you got heartburn drugs, just like people take these Prilosec and, you know, Prevacid and things like that to sort of like stop Nexium to stop hydrochloric acid production. Those are damaging kidney function. Antiviral drugs can damage kidney function. High blood pressure drugs can damage kidney function. Rheumatoid arthritis drugs, chemotherapy drugs, all these different drugs. And that, I believe that's one of the number one reasons why there's such a huge increase in chronic kidney disease, is that there's a huge increase in the number of people in America who have been in the past, they've taken drugs of different kinds, they've caused kidney damage, and then it just snowballs from there with just free radical damage and bad diet and stuff that leads to further kidney damage, alcohol, like you said. But the drugs are the main reason.
And you didn't even mention something you and I have talked about for years on the air, heavy metals. Cadmium, for God's sake. I mean, that destroys the kidneys and impacts blood pressure as well. And, of course, you know, it's one of the things why the food that we love so much, because of its ability to help mobilize the body's defense against heavy metals and detox it, is the One World Whey, the non-denatured whey protein.
Yeah, and that's one of the products that I have in the report for people. The report explains the causes and the remedies for supporting kidney health, and one of the remedies included in that is One World Whey, because, you know, it's like all diseases are related to glutathione deficiency, and this is, you know, all if you can take all the liposomal glutathione or intravenous glutathione, or you can do different kinds of things to sort of like somehow try and upregulate the levels of it, but this One World Whey has clinically shown me it's the most strongest food to promote glutathione production and then consequently better liver health. Liver health produces superoxidismutase. Basically, the getting rid of all the inflammation in the body is like the first step to starting to get well, and One World Whey supports that dramatically. So, yeah, you're right. Getting rid of heavy metals by helping raise glutathione with One World Whey is a part of the picture.
Right. Now, a lot of folks will say, Stephen, you know what, you're going to, because they're going to read your report, and it's comprehensive. And a lot of folks will say, well, no, it's too many things, right? I just want to implore, it's so important to understand that it's not one thing that got you into this mess. We can point out any number of one things that could contribute or might be, but in many cases, so many systems are corrupted simultaneously. You really, in a detailed way, look at all of these systems, how they're related, and say this to do that. I mean, it's just a, kind of a beautiful orchestration of what you put together.
Yeah, thanks, Robert. And, you know, it's because I've seen people just do one thing and it doesn't work, and then do these herbs over here. Sometimes the herbs work, sometimes they don't. And so I go, well, I don't want to like leave any stone unturned. I want to make sure that every single person that gets on this can say, yeah, my kidney function is totally back. I feel fantastic again. And that's so, you know, that's why it's a full comprehensive thing. But, you know, I mean, in the past, I remember just some people took just an herbal formula that I've worked with in the past. It's called Kidney Well. And it was developed by like a third generation holistic herbal medical doctor from Vietnam, Dr. Ba. So his family had accumulated some fantastic knowledge in Chinese herbal medicine such that they had some pretty unique formulas. And they created this one for the kidneys, and they've just seen consistently positive results that when people take that, creatinine levels coming down, their glomerular filtration rate improving, kidney function improving dramatically just from being on this one herbal formula. And, that's just one product, but there's a bunch of these ones. You know, I talked previously in your show about Beamer, getting microcirculation. Beamer is just as a pulse electromagnetic pad device, and when you restore the microcirculation in the body, you're restoring the circulation to those kidneys. You know, you've got major blood vessel systems in the kidneys, and then you've got the minor capillary systems. And if you restore the capillary circulation, you're going to get rid of all the toxins built up in the kidneys very efficiently so that once those toxins are removed, the kidneys can then say, okay, now we're going to rebuild ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's not about removal only. It's the rebuilding and repair after the fact as well. And, you know, I've talked about a simple herb like dandelion that we spend hundreds of millions of dollars destroying with Roundup in this country.
Yeah.
And I was on the Jerry Doyle show earlier last week, and he said, you know, I walked out into my yard, and I came upon this weed, and it happened to be dandelion. I looked down, and he stopped dead in his tracks, and he says, what did Robert say? Should I kill it or eat it? What did he say? And remembering that, I said, you know, listen, kidney health. It's amazing what taraxacum or dandelion can do for both liver and kidney, so eat it, juice it, whatever. But again, it may not be enough for people that are in stages of renal failure.
Yeah. You know, there's even case histories of people that have had full-blown, you know, kidney transplants, and that means that they're on, you know, immunosuppressive drugs all the time to suppress the body's immune system from attacking their own kidney. But they've been on a certain product that I know of, and the product actually contributed to the, you know, transformation of that transplanted kidney with another human's DNA into the DNA of their own body, so their own immune system stopped attacking the kidney, and thus it became their own kidney, and they got off their immunosuppressant drugs. And that's the kind of miracle stuff that can happen if you know what to do. Mm. And, I'd like to see people get on a program before they get to kidney failure and or before they, you know, get too far along. The thing is about kidney failure is that the first is five stages of kidney disease, and the first three stages, there's no symptoms. So stages four and five are the only time you're going to notice it, and, you know, that's like, I'll give you the list. It's like symptoms, if you're in stage four or five, these are some of the symptoms. Fatigue, difficult, painful urination, foamy urine, pink urine indicating blood in the urine, increased need to urinate, especially at night, puffy eyes, swollen feet or swollen hands, face, abdomen, ankles, and feet, and increased thirst. You know, a lot of people do suffer from those things, and they're in some stage of this kidney decline, and they're not even aware of it.
Yeah, exactly. And by the time these things are diagnosed, it's many years in the making, is my point.
Yeah.
And doctors, of course, God bless them, they may be meaning well, but what they have to give you is often very toxic for the very organs and organ systems that they say they're trying to help, but they're really only being able to manage.
Exactly. And the other thing that's interesting is that there's a high degree of vitamin D deficiency going on in our country. It's just become really evident from people doing tests and finding out, and the information is coming in, that there's just this huge degree of, you know, up to 50% of people are deficient, adults and children, in vitamin D. The role the kidneys play that I didn't know until I did this research is that when you just get out in the sun, your cholesterol is converted into vitamin D in the presence of sunlight, or you take supplemental vitamin D or cod liver oil, you're not necessarily getting actual vitamin D at that point. You actually have to convert it into its active state via the kidneys. So there's this conversion process that goes from cholesterol, and then that cholesterol converts into calciol, and then calciol converts into hydroxyvitamin D3, calcidiol, and then finally the kidneys have to hydroxylate or add this OH group to the molecule, and it becomes calcitriol, and that's active vitamin D. And that's why a lot of people are deficient in vitamin D, is because their kidney function is so compromised that they're not able to take and convert the precursors into the active state.
Right. So you see that when people say vitamin D is the cure for everything, you're missing the point. If you have dysfunctions within your body, kidneys especially in this case, even if you're getting exposure from the sun, which I love to do, it may not be enough.
Exactly. Yep. No. Yep. Got it. And so this report, I really encourage anybody to get this, because most anybody listening to this has a family member or a relative or someone who has kidney failure or kidney weakness or some kind of kidney disease or even high blood pressure or just diabetes or some of these other things, and they're a candidate for needing to do something to reverse that.
Yeah, so we'll have that up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com shortly. So do check it out for today's broadcast. The archives will be available shortly thereafter to tell your friends about if you're listening to this live. The information doesn't go bad. You'll get it right away from GCN, of course, Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcast at Epic Times, also UK Health Radio across the pond. They've got kidney failure over in the United Kingdom as well. And, of course, SoundCloud. So you've got a lot of options to re-listen and send this link out to folks so they can learn as well, and we'll make the PDF available. Now, if people have questions for you, Stephen, can they still call the toll-free number?
Yes, sir. They sure can. They can call us and, you know, ask for the report, and if they want to do a consult, they can set that up as well. Yeah, for sure.
Okay, 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. The easiest way to link it up, because people remember it, is One World Way, WHEY.com. That'll get you to Synergistic Nutrition. And Stephen, you are. Stephen, if you want to hang out for a few minutes, we've got 8 things never to say to someone who's in the hospital. We're going to go through that list. Okay. We'll see where that goes as well. Folks, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. I want to thank Stephen Ewer for being here. He's going to hang out. Also, thanks to our buddy Ian Clark from last hour. RobertScottBell.com for all the notes and information. They're linked up there.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy moly.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivores, a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostrow, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. Call now.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Well, when our friend Stephen Ewer does a little bit of digging to find out about ways to reverse things, he doesn't skimp on details. This is a comprehensive report, and it'll be up shortly in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Today's notes, you'll check it out there. Again, archives available all over the place, and we're glad that you're getting it out there. Please pay it forward. Push it on out to folks that need this information. Upcoming events, Autism One's coming up this week. Our buddy Ty Bollinger will be there. You definitely want to be there in Chicago. The International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, I'll be keynoting that along with my good buddy, the Doc of Detox, Dr. Daryl Wolf. That's June 23rd, 24th, 25th in St. Petersburg, Florida. We got the International Association for Near-Death Studies, IANS, July 28th through 31st in Orlando. The American Naturopathic Medical Association, August 26th, 27th, and 8th, 28th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And we've got more events. We're working on something, a special event with Michael Badnarik, the 2004 Libertarian candidate for president, on a Constitution class that I might do some healing at, too. So pay attention, folks. It'll be here. It'll be in the show notes. Stephen Hewer's hanging out with us a little extra to wrap up the show today. And we've got an interesting update. By the way, 888-988-3325, oneworldway.com, linked up in the show notes. The PDF will be available on his report for reversing kidney ailments, illness, and failure. Shortly. Stand by for that. So, Stephen, you ready to cover this story? This is on Fox News Health.
Yeah, please. Go ahead.
It says, 8 things to never say to someone in the hospital. Okay, let's find out if anybody's ever done this. Super Don, you're included here. First one, it says, oh, you must be getting so much rest. Anybody that says that has never been in a hospital. This is the last thing you're allowed to get.
Usually going on, especially if you're in hospital for something semi or serious.
No, it doesn't matter.
You've got all the tubes and the wires and the beeping monitor going off and somebody running in the room every you know, 10 minutes.
Yeah, when you're trying to sleep, they're going to check some vitals, right? Even if they don't have to. It's CYA medicine. So if you're in a hospital, get out as soon as you can. Let's see. I completely understand what this is like. I don't know. People are not going to take that all too well.
Yeah, no, they wouldn't. That'd be That'd be annoying.
No, unless they're in the hospital bed next to you for the very same thing you're in there for, they're gonna be like, really, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, this is good. It could be worse, or I don't think it's serious. I don't think it's serious. Well, if it's not serious, why am I here?
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a good one. And I would have never thought to say this. These are 8 things you're not supposed to tell someone when they're in the hospital. You're so lucky to get to binge watch Netflix. Do they have Netflix in the hospitals?
I'm not aware of that, no.
I mean, maybe now everybody brings their own device in and has Wi-Fi or something.
Well,
that's a whole new realm.
I'm guessing that the person in the hospital would much rather be binge watching Netflix at home on the couch rather than a hospital bed.
Ooh, here's one. This guy I kind of like. I wouldn't mind asking this. You got to be sensitive about it, about diet. Hey, have you tried eating organic?
I like that one.
Yeah. But of course, somebody's going to be a smart ass and respond, oh, yeah, I've been eating organic my whole life, and I'm here anyway. What's your point? Right? But no, if you eat the food in the hospital, I mean, these are done by dietitians, the lapdogs of the medical community that never met an artificial sweetener they didn't think you should be on.
Yeah, when the diet is engineered by the dietitians, then it's pretty much guaranteed you're going to get sick and stay sick. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess have you tried eating organic chemicals? I mean, maybe that'd be more appropriate because you're in the hospital. Here's one. I guess this is kind of annoying. It could be. Just think positively.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, but at the same time, you've got to be sensitive to the suffering that sometimes in the throes of suffering, and you just say, think positive, they want to slap you, and maybe you deserve it. I don't know.
Well, sometimes it's annoying because of the fact that people basically are trying to tell you it's all in your head when most times in my experience, it's very much physical.
Yeah. Here's one that they say not a good thing. I guess it gets points for honesty. You look like you're a mess. May not be the best thing. Yeah, all right. Thanks a lot, right? I haven't combed my hair in days. I haven't shaved because I'm constantly woken up in the middle of the night. One day you'll look back in this and see it as a gift. Now, that may be true, and Stephen Huer, you know that. We look back on our own ailments and we're grateful for them because of what they taught us.
Yep.
But while somebody's in the throes of it, not the best thing to say.
No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Wait till they come out of it. Stephen Huer, my friend, thank you for being on board. Everybody, download the PDF on the kidney disease reversal. And Stephen, thank you for sending that through.
Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.
All right, back with more Powerful Healing and Advanced Medicine tomorrow. Why? Because on the Robert Scott Bell Show, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.